He is risen. Alleluia.
He is risen indeed.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Jesus' words were hard for these disciples to hear. It's Maundy Thursday for them, and they were a mixture of emotions, confused, scared, excited. Palm Sunday was only a few days ago. Finally, Jesus acted like the king he was. Finally, he acted like God, the Messiah. Finally, he began to set things in order as he drove out the money changers from the temple and overturned their tables. And then with one simple word, all of that vanished. Whatever joy and excitement was left disappeared. In a little while, you will not see me. Darkness would obscure their sight. A stone fragment chipped from those two condemning tablets of the law would seal him in. Jesus knew that these words were hard for his disciples, but do you see how tenderly he speaks to them? He doesn't mention his suffering, his agony, his anguish, or death, but simply says, "In a little while you will not see me." He knows that grief will fill their heart, but he loves them too much to hide it from them, even as the world rejoices that they have finally killed their God. How long those 3 days must have been for these disciples. How sleepless those nights. They knew Jesus was God, and now he lay dead in a tomb. But then they saw him. Then they saw him, and their joy was like none other. They saw him, touched him, and ate with him. And all sorrow, anguish, fear, and confusion disappeared. These words are spoken to us as well, in a little while. And these words are hard for us to hear. We are foreigners and strangers in this land. This earth is not our home. We long to be home. And while we wait, we too are a mixture of emotions. Happy, sad, excited, joyful, confused, stressed, worried, just to name a few. And in one day we can run through the full gamut. It is not easy to wait patiently. Sinners are not good at waiting. Sinners always focus on the bad rather than on the good and the joys. So as the disciples forgot the comforting words of their Savior, so also we at times forget the comfort of our Savior. It's hard to wait patiently. It's hard to live as strangers in a foreign country. Christ said we would see him in a little while, and yet it's been at least 2,000 years, to be exact. That little while can feel like an eternity, however long since your baptism is however long you have waited. In the big picture, it's barely a blip on the radar screen. But as we are in the middle of it, this little while can feel like an eternity of tears and sorrow, one that we feel like we may never escape. For we live in a world wallowing in sin, corruption, and death. So perverted is our world that they don't even know the difference between male and female. And they rejoice, calling them brave and courageous, while those who speak the truth are considered hateful and discriminatory. Politics seems to bring out the worst in people. Debates are hard to watch. Mudslings back and forth, not just between the candidates, but between their supporters as well. And we see people acting like irrational school kids rather than civilized, intelligent adults, candidates, or supporters. And the world rejoices. They like the arguments. They like the name-calling. It gets far better ratings than a logical argument. Murder of the unwanted, whether the unborn or just simply the old, is considered an advancement in healthcare. And these are only a fraction of the self-inflicted problems that the world deems good. With all that goes on in our world, it is a surprise that we can sleep at all. The world rejoices while we wet our pillows with our tears. How long will this continue? Will morality hold on in any form, if at all? Will it all be lost? And where is God in all of this? How can this be for the good of anyone? How can a loving God be in control of this world? Scared and confused, we are no different than these disciples. We just don't get it. And how easy for us to forget the comforting promises of our God in the midst of it. Why so much struggle and suffering? Why so much heartbreak and anguish? Where is our God? Why hasn't he returned yet? Lord, now are you going to establish your kingdom? We don't like waiting. We too are sinners. And frankly, we're just bad at waiting. We go shopping and not one of us chooses the longest line. Not one of us gets excited and joyful to sit in rush hour traffic. It's not the highlight of our day. We do all we can to avoid it. But we just simply cannot avoid waiting for our Savior to come. And as we sit in the midst of it, it can feel like that Easter joy is so long, long ago, forgotten. How much worse can this world get? Well, sadly, Christians have been asking that question for centuries. A woman in labor knows what pain is. As the minutes tick by, her pain seems to increase. It does increase, consuming her whole body. Sorrow fills her heart. As she wonders if this will ever end and the baby will ever be born, it seems like there is no end. Even today, labor is still a difficult process and still can be dangerous to both mother and child. Knowing the complications only adds to the grief of a mother. But then when her baby is born, she forgets it all immediately. Joy consumes her. And she wants nothing more than to hear those first screams of new life and to hold her child, speak her love to him, and to sing him the lullabies she has been practicing for 9 months. All the sorrow, pain, anguish, and suffering are worth it when compared to the joy of motherhood. She is driven by joy, and so she is willing to go through it all again, for the sake of having that joy. Let joy drive you. You know what suffering, pain, and anguish are, both internal stress and worry, and also external as we look at this world. But how easy it is to forget. How easy it is to forget that this earth is not our home. Live by the promises of God. Let those promises drive you to where your God is now seated, where your home now rests. Christ knows what you go through. He himself has gone through it all, so see how tenderly he speaks to you? In a little while, he holds you close to his heart as he whispers in your ear, "It's only a little while longer. Don't be scared. Soon you will be out of this foreign country. Soon you will be home." It may feel like an eternity, but it's really only a little while, barely a blip on the screen, a brief instance. It soon will pass. It soon will all be done. Like rain in Southern California, it will not linger. Like a mother in labor, it will not last forever. It seems to have no end. It seems like it's only getting worse. But soon you will see me. Soon you will see me. And then you will have a joy that not even new motherhood is comparable to. No one is like this God. No one. His comfort is real. It is lasting. His words will not change. His promises and his love for you will never falter. He loves you more and more. Even as you kick and scream and question his will, he shows you only more and more love. No one is like this God, a flesh and blood God. If he hung the stars in their place and knows each one of those billions of stars by name, how much more will he take care of you who share his very flesh and blood? Will he really let this world win? Will he really let you be swamped by trouble or stress? Will he really leave you here forever? hope in God. His love is eternal. His patience is incomprehensible. He has proven himself to you again and again. He has proven himself to you by his cross. He did not run away from that sorrow on that hill of shame so that you might be able to escape all sorrow and worldly shame and stress and worry and pain and suffering and grief and all else. He knows what you go through. There is much that you bear and carry in your life. It is a burden. But do not try to carry it by yourself. Throw it on him who gave his life so that you may have life. You may be lonely, sad, depressed, worried, scared, joyful, happy. Do not carry it alone, but cast it on him who cares for you and showed you that love by his cross and now lives to guide you gently to the realms of heaven. He never tires of hearing from you. Even if you pray the same prayer day after day after day, no one is like this God. He will never grow weary or sad or worn out. You can never burden him too much. Go to him in prayer. Remember the promises that he will hear you and will answer you. Though you do not see him, he is always with you. He loves to hear about your day, both the good and the bad, the highs and the lows. Go and tell him. He wants to know how you feel. He wants to know your worries and your pain. He wants to know about you. For what father doesn't love to hear their child talk to them? No one is like this God of yours. No one. Not your mother, not your father, not even a husband or a wife. No one is like this God. So believe his promises. Trust in his word that really it is only a little while longer. What is another 10 years? Or 50 years? When compared to the eternities of heaven, it's barely a blip on the radar screen. As short as labor is, and really labor is short in the life of a woman and her child, as short and brief as it is, so brief and short is your life on this earth. Then all pain, sorrow, loneliness, sadness will all be gone in the twinkle of an eye at the last trumpet. Soon you will see him descending with his resurrected body on those clouds of heaven. Soon you will see and witness those angelic hosts and hear their triumphant song. Soon you will see the resurrection of all flesh. And you, with your loved ones who have died in the faith, and with all believers who have ever lived, will be caught up to meet your Lord and your God in the clouds. And so you will be with the Lord forever, soon. It's only a little while. You do have joy here, though. And you get a taste of that joy here. You do not see him with your own two eyes, but he sees you with his two resurrected eyes. You see him by faith. You hear him by faith. He is in your presence, and you recognize it by faith, for your faith holds on to those promises of God. And then you touch him as he places his body and his blood into your physical mouth, and you receive him in faith. And there really is no greater earthly joy than this. For your God is with you, not simply to comfort you, but to strengthen you and preserve you, so that you may make it through this foreign country and into the eternal joys. He is risen. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.